Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their most powerful tool, their voice. I'd love to help you too, and you can find out more about me at captivatetheroom.com. Now, quickly, last call for the podcast voice 5-day challenge. We're about to start. And if you'd like to join, you can just check the show notes. There's a link in there. I'd love to have the opportunity to work with you for that week. You will be getting lots of feedback on the audios you record for me. So if you do a podcast, if you're interested in doing a podcast, don't miss that challenge. And the truth of the matter is, voice technique is voice technique. You want to have a voice that makes people listen. And in that challenge, you can get some of those skills. Now I'm switching gears a little bit. I've got a new series coming out, and I think you're really going to like this. I don't know that I've done a series like this. I've done episodes on some of the topics in this series, but you're going to love it. And I always roll this kind of information out in the fall, right around the holidays. And what this series is going to be about, and it's going to be a pretty good-sized series, voice and communication. Oh, yes, I'm going there. And let me just go ahead and warn you, today's episode might be a little bit longer than usual. I hope you'll stay till the end. I don't know if you know this or not, but one of my master's degrees is in corporate communication. And I used to teach interpersonal communication and public speaking on the college level. And I still do a lot of this work in the corporate world, in workshops. But the bottom line, I do it in my voice work, in my groups, and in my one-on-one clients, because they go together. And I'm going to be putting together a 5-day challenge for this. And I should be able to tell you about it in the next episode. And I hope you'll join me, because the truth of the matter is, communication is hard. I mean, I'm all schooled up in it, and it's still challenging for me at times. In the series, I'm going to talk about things like, of course, I'm going to start with communication and what it even is. But I'm going to cover the core elements of communication, like using words, tone, nonverbals, right of refusal or saying no, dealing with confrontation, giving feedback, receiving feedback. I'm going to cover all the bits of noise that we encounter when we try to communicate with people, like expectations and assumptions and lying and gossip. I'm also going to talk about courage, because it really does take a lot of courage to communicate sometimes. Interpretation, perception, reception, people pleasing, listening. Let me bottom line it for you. We're going to talk about what it takes to speak your truth beautifully. Yeah, we're going there. And the best place to start is, what is communication? And when I think about communication, the first thought that comes into my mind is, why is it so hard? A lot of people struggle to speak their truth. A lot of people struggle to speak their truth beautifully. So many people that come and work with me privately or even in my groups, so many people I've talked to, so many people in workshops have said to me that they struggle to even say what they need and want to say. So we've got the words part of it, and then we've got what you do vocally with it, and they really, really go together. Tone is a perfect example of being able to say what you need and want to say, but not saying it so beautifully. Well, that goes back to the voice. The words are everything and they are nothing. It's how you bring them to life that changes us. They're equally important. So why is communication so difficult for some people? And a lot of people, it's not. A lot of people really don't struggle with communication. A lot of people do. A lot of people are okay with communication, but they struggle with conflict. A lot of people struggle with people pleasing and saying what they really need and want to say, or how they really need and want to say it. Some people are great at home and struggle at the office. Some people struggle at the office and are great at home. Some people are great with their partner and not so great with their kids, or vice versa. Great with the neighbor, not so great with the teachers at school. So we all face challenges at some point in our life with some people in our lives over communication. And I think it's so difficult. Well, first of all, what is it? What is communication? And this is kind of a textbook definition because this goes back to my schooling, but it's the expression of thoughts and ideas. But communication is really the expression of thoughts and ideas in words, in body language, like nonverbals. Anybody ever had their, ever been eye-rolled? Oh, don't even get me going on that. But it's also sound, space, haircut, the way you dress. Do you have tattoos? What kind of jewelry do you wear? What's on your walls? What kind of car do you drive? All of that is communication. It's an exchange of words and ideas. And when we talk about words and communication, for me, what resonates so deeply is words or lack thereof, which leads me to my first point of why communication is so difficult. I love teaching it. I love talking about it. I love helping people with it. But at the end of the day, I still struggle in some areas of communication because of my story. And that's where it all begins. I was raised in a family, as you know, where I was not allowed to speak. My words, my thoughts, my feelings, desires, goals, dreams, none of it was allowed. Children were to be seen and not heard. I was to sit there and look pretty. No anger, no frustration, no nothing was my story. And that's how I grew up, and that's all I ever knew. That's what was modeled for me. And when I did express my thoughts and ideas and dreams and wants, there were serious repercussions. When I used my voice, one of two things happened. I was screamed at, berated incessantly, or I was given the silent treatment for days and days and days, not really even knowing what I had done wrong other than express myself. That's a pretty heavy story. And you may not have all the parts of that story, but you may be able to relate to some parts of that story. Until I started talking about children are to be seen and not heard, I had no idea that I wasn't the only one. That was very common back, I almost said in the old days, back in the old days, right, kids? So that very first ding in that story is the umbrella of it, the way we were taught to communicate or not communicate. The use of words or lack thereof established our ability to communicate in the world. And I remember graduating from college and realizing, whoa, I can't use my voice. That's the reason I got beat up in that play, was because I couldn't use my voice. I didn't have the ability to communicate to the director, hey, this isn't cool. Could he stop hitting me? No, I just took it. like I had my whole life. And when I finally mustered up the courage to say, you know what, this isn't working for me. Is there something we could do about this? I got a ding when that director said to me, you have chosen a profession in which you must suffer for your art, and if you can't, I'll replace you. All the way back to the beginning, the very first ding, I think the very first ding that I can remember anyway was expressing, using my words, which really wasn't allowed, and asking for something and being told no. All right, there's the first part of the ding, but then asking why and being told because I said so. Where do you go from there? That's your parent, you're a child, because they said so, case closed, no expression allowed. And we all have those dings. Sure, my dings are pretty intense. There's people that have more intense dings than me. There's other people that maybe had older siblings that would always tell them to shut up, or teachers that told them things that it amounted to dings, but we all have dings and we all have a story. Just your hierarchy alone is part of your story. I'm the youngest of four. My brother's voice holds way more weight than me. And then my sisters, and then my next sisters, and then, well, there's really nothing left. Your hierarchy. And that plays into work as well. How long have you been with the company? Who's the boss? Who's the superior? Who's the coworker? Hierarchy is huge in communication. Think about it. The way you communicate with your colleagues versus the way you communicate with your superiors. Now, we could open a whole can of worms with that, and is that right or wrong, and should it be that way? But the fact of the matter is, hierarchy exists in communication. It's a piece of the noise, and I'm going to break all the noise elements down one by one in different episodes, but hierarchy is one. You don't feel like you can say what you need to say because you're the low man on the totem pole. You're sibling number four. You're not the boss. Hierarchy is huge in speaking your truth. But our story created our beliefs, created what we believe we can and can't do. I went out into the world believing nobody cared what I had to say. Nobody would listen. Listening, that's huge. I'm going to do a whole new episode on that. And I struggled for a long time. And there's a lot of people that are still struggling. I still struggle in certain circumstances. I didn't know how. That's another part of why it's so hard to communicate. I didn't know how. I didn't know how to stand my ground and ask for what I want or say what I felt. No, it was irrelevant. It didn't matter. I didn't know how to communicate. No, I don't want to do that. That's not okay. That's completely unacceptable. So these bad habits, just like the bad voice habits that I talk about, we learned them in communication as well. And so the struggles you face today are all encompassing of these bits that fall under the communication umbrella. And they can link back to your story, link back to what you believe, link back to your experiences, link back to your hierarchy, link back to what you learned or didn't learn. So first of all, we need to give you a break. Because just like everything else, just like the voice techniques I teach you, you can learn to be a good communicator. Everybody can and needs to learn to communicate. You know, I really wish that class had been traded out for some of the ones that I had in elementary school or junior high or high school. I think my life would have been different because of my story. But everything is about communication or lack thereof. It's how we interact in relationships, friendships, the workplace, you name it. It's the everything. It's probably the most important thing I talk about. Sure, I'm all about voice and bringing your words to life. But you've got to be able to have the words. You've got to be able to speak your truth. You know me, I just want you to do it beautifully. I think when we talk about communication, we really start feeling like the stakes start getting high. And the higher the stakes, the harder it gets. The guy down the street that you barely know, that's one level of a stake. Your partner or your children or your parents or your boss, that's a whole nother level, because when relationships stand the potential to deteriorate, when you stand the potential to lose a job, the stakes get a lot higher. And the higher the stakes, I think the harder the communication gets for so many people. Because, one, we have to step into vulnerability. We have to let people see who we are. And that's scary, for one thing. We have to be willing to be willing to be vulnerable, and that's tricky. We have to subject ourselves to the potential judgment that whoever we're talking to may not like what we have to say, may not agree with us, may not want to hear it. So we care about what people think, and they could potentially reject and abandon us. You see how the stakes get really high, really fast? We have to go into vulnerability. We have to let people see and know who we are. Then we run the risk of not pleasing them. We care about what they think. They may not like it. We could face rejection and abandonment. And those, in my opinion, knowing my story, are two of the harshest blows you can be dealt. That is where my greatest personal struggles have been in recovering from being so rejected and abandoned. And I think a lot of people deal with that on a lot of different levels. And the minute you open your mouth, you've heard me say this, the minute you open your mouth, you are subjecting yourself to judgment. I'm sitting here in this chair behind this mic, subjecting myself to judgment. But I don't want your belief and your story that you don't know how to communicate or that you're not a great communicator to stop you from speaking your truth beautifully. Because think about it. If I wasn't speaking my truth, if I wasn't communicating, you wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't be learning. I believe that everybody's an answer. I believe that we're led to believe our whole lives by different people that we're a problem. But I disagree with that. I believe we're an answer. I believe you're an answer. And I believe that someone is waiting for you to be their answer. So learning to communicate, learning to be vulnerable, learning to step in anyway, even with that fear of judgment and the potential of rejection and abandonment, I want you to speak your truth. I want you to take all these voice techniques that I've taught you over this last year or so, and I want you to do it beautifully so that you compel us and captivate us and sound confident. But it really does start with the words, with the message. I think that we fear confrontation. Confrontation was huge for me. And part of that confrontation included fear of repercussions, because they always existed, and being blindsided. I never knew what I was going to get. It was really always a crapshoot. And you probably have people in your life you feel the same way. Maybe they'll be nice, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll stop talking to you. Maybe they won't. That was my life. Maybe I'm going to get yelled at. Maybe I'm not going to get spoken to for a week. And that feeling of eggshells and that feeling of shame and, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said what I needed to say is a really hard, heavy bag to hold. And we don't know what's going to come at us when we communicate. With a lot of people we do, but with a lot of people we don't. And so what happens, and I see this classic, you have a bad experience communicating, like my example with the play director. So you just stop. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. And then one day you can't take it anymore and you vomit your truth all over everybody. And it's a huge explosion and it's horrible and it's terrifying. And the first thought in your mind is, well, I'm a terrible communicator. I guess I won't say anything. Have you ever experienced that? Oh my gosh, that was my life for a long time. So it becomes this vicious cycle. We feel like we screwed it up. We feel like we can't do it. Sometimes we do screw it up. Sometimes we say things we wish we hadn't said. We can't take them back. That restraint of pen and tongue. And we need a middle ground. For a lot of people, there's no middle ground. You either lose it, or you cry, or you say nothing. And it's this big, vicious circle of blech, right? High stakes. But let's break that down. What is really at stake? It seems like communicating, there's high stakes. Judgment, abandon, people won't like it, confrontation, being told no, all of that. But the truth of the matter is the high stakes are when we don't communicate. Because what happens when we don't communicate is relationships are destroyed, sometimes careers are destroyed, we don't grow, we don't change, we don't improve, we carry a heavy burden, oftentimes that turns into blame and resentment. And really, we don't do anybody any service when we don't shine our light. I remember one year in New York, you know, I lived in New York for many years, and there were some tough years. There were some tough years when my son was little, and it was really tough, and I worked a lot. And living in New York was expensive. And I remember I would go and just walk because the energy of the city, I would pick it up and I loved it. And I remember saying one day as I was walking, saying in my head, God, what do I do? What do you want me to do? And the voice that I heard back was, just be the light. Just be the light in the dark world. And when we don't communicate, when we don't say what we need to say, we're in that dark world, and somebody needs our light. Someone can benefit from you communicating. And then if we fully express ourselves, we can fully express ourselves, which is great for us. We don't have all that bag build up. And none of that bad stuff will happen, or we reduce the opportunity to lose careers and lose relationships and all of that. That lessens. But we can fully serve others by helping them grow. Because the bottom line is, people don't know if we don't tell them. The number of times that I personally have not said something, and then when I finally did, and the person was like, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow, cool. Thanks for telling me. I'm going to do that different. We teach them. People do things that they don't even realize could be upsetting you. And they cannot get inside your head. They cannot get inside your head. And so by saying, you know, for some reason, it just really drives me crazy when you get on my computer at work at night when I'm not here. Is there any way you could not do that? It never entered their mind that it was an issue for you. people don't realize unless we tell them, and they will never, ever, ever, ever figure it out. And that I'm going to talk about a lot when I talk about nonverbal. We stop talking, we cross our arms, roll our eyes, do the silent treatment in the hope that they're going to figure it out. They're never going to figure it out, ever. So we need to tell them. We must speak our truth and tell people what they're doing that bothers us. We have to tell people. We need to let them know what bothers us because, one, that's a way for them to know. Two, they probably don't know, but what gets in our way is all this other junk we've talked about, plus a little bit of other noise like expectations and assumptions. We assume they know, we expect them to know, and we're going to talk about those in separate episodes. It's crucial for our well-being to honor our truth, to speak our truth. Just do it beautifully. And I think that those are the two pieces that so clearly go together. First of all, it's in the communicating my words because of all this other potential fallout. But two, it's how I say it. And I'm really going to talk about that when I do an episode on tone. And I know I did an interview. I believe I did an interview and talked about tone. But I'm going to do a solo show about it because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, you can get anything you want if you know how to say it. So sometimes we have one and we don't have the other. Sometimes we are totally great to speak our truth, but we don't do it so beautifully. It all goes together. But we have to honor our truth and we have to help others learn because sometimes they just don't know. I think that this comes into play in cultural differences as well. Every culture is different, and every culture does things differently. And I think that we can really, cross some lines by not speaking our truth beautifully. So how do we do it? Well, there's lots of different ways we do it. First and foremost, you know I'm going to say restraint of pen and tongue. Don't, in the heat of the moment, go ballistic. Don't write the email. Don't fire off with your mouth because you can't take it back, ever. And then you're left holding the bag of regret, and you've already got this other really big bag you're holding. No more bags. Cool down, restraint of pen and tongue. And then I think that you have to look within and you have to find your truth. Sift it away from the emotions. Separate it from the emotions. What is it? What is your truth? What do you want to say in a professional, adult, responsible, kind way? And then I think you write it down. And that was the way that I learned to manage confrontation. Write down, when I was cooled down, what do I want to say? Write it all down professionally, kindly, using I statements. Let me go ahead and throw that in. You want to stay away from you did this and you did that and you made me feel like this. I statements. And I statements alone, I've worked with people, and that's sometimes that's tricky just to even flip that switch to start saying, I feel like this when this happens. I wish, I would like, I need, rather than you always upset me. So write out what you want to say. When you've cooled down, write out what you want to say in that conversation using I statements and then say it out loud. Practice it out loud. Put it in the muscle memory. Hear how it's coming out of your mouth. You can make adjustments then. Ooh, those words are too harsh. Ooh, that tone is too harsh. Let me practice this a little longer. Let me find the way in words and voice to express what I really feel, speak my truth, but do it beautifully in words and tone. And then you make that call. And then you ask for that meeting, and then you write that letter. And what you will find, and I think that this is really kind of, maybe I should have talked about this in the reasons we don't communicate. Everything you were afraid of, most of the time, does not come to pass. I call it run to the roar. I've written articles on it. When we run to the roar, when we get there, most of the time we find it's not a raging lion there, but a little kitten. Again, back to assumptions. We assume we're going to be devoured, but really, what's cuter than a little kitten? But we need to be calm. We need to use I statements. We need to write it out. We need to practice it out loud. We need to look within. And then we need to release the outcome. Release the outcome. Trust that you have done all that you can do. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the other person. Use your words. Speak them beautifully. And know that you are worth speaking your truth. You are worth speaking your truth. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, dreams, ideas, goals, all of it matters. You are worth it. And then release the outcome. And then be prepared that people may not like it. And that's okay. If that is the case, you remember this phrase, "This is not about me." If you follow all of these steps, you remember this is not about me. And then you move on. And every single time you do this, it gets easier. You get better at it. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know what? I'm a pretty good communicator. I did that pretty well. And that's where we begin. What it is, why we avoid it, what we need to do it. And now in the series, we're going to start breaking down all the stuff that gets in the way, all the problems, all the things we face within ourselves as well as within others. So I'm really excited about this series. I hope you'll go on this journey with me because this is where the worlds of words and voice collide. This is where you really get your footing to catapult your personal and business relationships, to really create connections, to really captivate the room, to speak with confidence, speak your truth with confidence, compel others to take action. This is where you learn to speak your truth beautifully. This is where the two come together. So I hope you'll join me on this journey. Like I said, I'm going to put together a challenge on this because I know that when we get up on the holidays, that really ramps up the potential for communication fallout, and I want you to be armed and ready. So hopefully I'll be able to talk about that in the next episode, but I'm going to just break these down one by one and we'll just plug right through them. But I'd love to have the opportunity to work with you live in a challenge and help you really address your specific communication needs and get some of the technique you need to do what I want you to do until I see you next time, which is get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.